Hey, security peeps, we are live with another edition of Breaking Into Cybersecurity. I am Renee Small, cybersecurity super recruiter, helping demystifying cybersecurity careers for the month of October, which is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and helping amazing leaders hire great talent. So today is Sunday. We're on day 17 of this Breaking Into Cybersecurity daily live stream challenge, which is nuts. We've had a phenomenal time, almost, I think, 15 or so guests come on and share all their experiences. And today I'm going to do another Ask Me Anything. So we get frequently asked questions all the time. We had some great hot topics this week. And so I wanted to dive into some of the questions that we get pretty often for people who continuously reach out in regards to trying to get into cybersecurity careers. So today it's gonna be a short one, it's a quick one. I'm going to go over a couple of the frequently asked questions. I'm gonna share a couple resources for you that are some of my favorite resources. So I'll share a couple of those, and then that's it. So let's take it away here. So first things first, I want to talk about a couple resources that I help that I, you know, most people on here are either looking to break into the industry or grow their careers. So those are the, you know, the two most, the folks that watch this or listen the most. They're either looking to break in or they're looking to advance. And almost every time there's a question regarding LinkedIn profiles and resumes, that comes up very, very often. So I wanted to, and then also the job hunt, especially now in the middle of COVID-19, really understanding what it takes to look for an opportunity. It is definitely more complex, or there's different nuances, especially since almost everything is remote. So being able to navigate the remote hiring process. We had Justin Jones on here yesterday. We've had a number of people who really dig into helping with the job search. So one of the, I'm going to share my screen and let's see here. I want to show you all. I usually talk about this one site, but I want to show it to you. So I am going to go to a website called JobScan. And so with JobScan, what it does, and I talk about this quite often, it's a tool that helps your interviewing chances. So typically when we have, I usually share with you all and our guests, talk to you all about how to go about applying to positions and what algorithms and the ways that, you know, applicant tracking systems work. And, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, applicant tracking systems are here to stay right now. So we all need to figure out how to hack the system, right? Now, one of the things that I talked about very often is the way that applicant tracking systems work. And a lot of them will rank the resume based on the job description. So if a job description says, you know, cybersecurity engineer and what it is they're looking for, and that you need to have, you know, 4 years of Splunk and 3 years of, you know, all these other various tools, whatever they're looking for, your resume needs to reflect that. The resume, you may be the better candidate. However, if your resume does not reflect it, it won't get bumped up to the top. So the people with the better resumes end up getting more interviews. So you want to be one of those people with the one of those better resumes. And so this is a tool that I found out. So obviously, you know, there's resume writers out there and other people that can help. But I thought this was a really, really great resource. It's called jobscan.co. I think I tend to say .io, but it's jobscan.co. And what it does is there's two components to it. There is a there's a resume and job component, and it will provide, and then there's a LinkedIn component too. So what it does is it's showing, it tells you the match rate that you would have with your current resume. So what you do is you drop in the job description and then you drop your resume in. And so, you know, in this case, it's giving you a sample. You probably can't see this that well, but providing a sample. And what it does is it shows you, okay, according to your resume right now for this particular job, this sample job, you only would have a 63% chance, or yours would be ranked in the 63rd percentile, which means, like, for example, I know on LinkedIn, you have rankings that go up to probably 100. I've never seen 100, but definitely in the 90s. So the folks that are ranked really high in the 90s, they, if there's 5 or 10 resumes in the 90s, those resumes are the ones that will get, or those LinkedIn profiles are the ones that will get chosen first. Then we go down the list. So if somebody's, if there's resumes that are in, you know, the 90 something, it says 90 something percent accurate or 90 something percent aligned to the job, we're going to go after those resumes first. That's what recruiters do. It is what it is. You know, it, there are sometimes applicant tracking systems that don't rank things like this, but 9 out of 10 applicant tracking systems, this is what they do. LinkedIn isn't necessarily an applicant tracking system per se, but as you all know, you're likely watching this on LinkedIn. You know, the application applying to LinkedIn works somewhat similar. So this, with this website, JobScan, I thought was really, really cool, because what you can do is you can take your resume, you put your job, you know, you create your resume, you put the job description in, and then it tells you the ranking and it tells you, you know, the different percentages of what is, you know, what will come up. And it tells you add more missing skills. So if there's skills that are needed, it tells you that they want it to rate at 80% or above. So it tells you about the match rate. It tells you about the ATS tips and findings. So best practices to get your resume past the applicant tracking system. So it tells you, you know, based on a commonly used applicant tracking system, such as iSIMS, Taleo, JobVite, you know, there are a few others that are out there too, but the vast majority of these applicant tracking systems all kind of operate the same way. So it's telling you, it's giving you that update and it's telling you what to do in that case. And then as you scroll down, it talks about, you know, more ATS tips, talks about the skills and keywords. It tells you, like, how from recruiter findings, like, people don't want these, you know, another thing that recruiters will say often, I say this often a lot, we try to keep your resumes to 2 pages. Regardless of how many years of experience you have. If you have under 5 years experience, it absolutely should be 1 page. There's no reason for you to be going into 2 pages with under 5 years. When you start getting to, you know, over 5 years and you have to get into that second page, that's fine. But 2 pages is it. It should not be a book. You know, nobody wants to read more than 2 pages of a resume. Now, this is for, and I'll put a caveat in here. This is for corporate, private sector organizations. I do know that there's a CV component, and with the public sector, like, it's different. So they want to see every single thing detailed out, and it could be very long. But for your Fortune 100, Fortune 500, Fortune 5000, Fortune 1000, most of those companies, 2 pages. Okay, so, you know, we go down next, and you know, it tells you, it gives you detailed tips and advice and things like that. So this is a really, really cool resource. I believe that they have either a trial package or a really small payment package, and then obviously bigger payment package. But it's a really cool resource because you're able to take a look at what your resume looks like, take a look at what your LinkedIn profile looks like, and think about it in the eyes of recruiters. Think about it in the eyes of the people who are actively looking for people online all the time. I just met up with my good friend Danny. She was here. She was on the show a couple of days ago, and she talked about being, you know, what sourcers do. And a lot of folks don't even understand, like, behind HR, there's a number of different roles. And so a sourcing partner is like the other half of recruiting. So, you know, recruiting and sourcing kind of goes hand in hand. But what the sourcers do is they actively go out and look for candidates. So when you don't apply, or when you get to a point where you're a couple years in and they are actively looking to find people, that's one of the things that she does. And so we were talking about social media for your career. And so if she's looking for someone, or if I'm looking for someone, or any other recruiter or sourcer looking for a person, you know, trying to find a person, and we have, and we find you, and then, you know, we look at your social media profile, and you're posting about security, you have a blog, you may have a podcast, you have stuff where you're talking about the career, you're talking about the industry, you are posting articles, you know, you are either blogging, or you might be vlogging, or you might put up a live, or whatever it is, you're talking about the industry, you're engaged in the industry. That's very, very important for leaders. They love to see that. They like to see the passion that you're out here. They want to see your communication skills. It shows so many different levels of skills. It shows your communication skills, either your oral, verbal, written communication. It shows that. So, you know, being engaged, and as Shellen from South Africa said, I've been quoting him a lot, you know, weaponizing social media for your career. Definitely want to do that. That's another area where people have questions around. And we're going to bring Danny and Jen back in probably a week or two to talk more about the social media component. Danny gave me actually, and this is a website I haven't even really seen yet, but I wanted to share it with you all because she gave it to me and she thought that it was a cool website as well. So I'm going to share my screen again, and it's called Hunter. And she shared it with me and said that it was focused on, you know, job applicant tracking. So when you're trying to do your job hunting, you know, this is a place where you would want to go. And from what I understand, it really organizes the search. So you can go all in one place and keep, you know, keep everything all together. Because I know some of us will go to, we apply to stuff on LinkedIn, we might apply to stuff on companies' websites, we might apply to stuff on Indie, you apply to different things. Well, this seems to have everything organized in one place. So I don't know it well, but I thought, I took a look at it and I thought it was really cool. And, you know, Danny, she gives such great advice that when Danny Barker says it, I do it. So I just wanted to share that one with you all as well. It's called Hunter, HUNTR.CO. And that one, it should be helpful for you as well. So weaponizing social media for your career. Ensuring that you are, you know, applicant tracking system, you know, battle ready. So making sure that you can take a look at your different jobs on social media, on, you know, I'm sorry, your profile, your LinkedIn profile, your various social media profiles. If you're also in other places online, like a GitHub or something like that, like having your profile available so that people can search. And providing the right information that's eye-catching, that has all the keywords in it, is still key, is still important. If you're underground or if nobody knows who you are, then it's going to be very difficult, especially when you're starting to break into the industry. Now, we have some gurus that they stay completely underground, but, you know, people come to them with work. If you are out here searching, you're a different, it's a different ballgame. So, you know, you want to be visible and have that really good LinkedIn profile, resume, and use tools like JobScan and Hunter. So this was going to be short. It's 15 minutes. I'm glad anyone that sees this, leave a comment, share your questions. I'm happy to answer them. And if I don't have the answer, I will go to all of these gurus that I know and ask them about how to be the best at job hunting right now. So Take care, everybody, and I will see you on another edition of Breaking Into Cybersecurity. Bye-bye. Hi, Bellroop. You're welcome. Bye, everybody.